This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Welcome back to the Hot Corner for our long-awaited fourth episode of the season. Yes, it has been a while since we've had an episode, however, we are back and hopefully to stay. I'm Ryan McKenna. It's been a very busy period for me personally in my grade 12 year of high school being wrapped up, numerous different activities and events, so I apologize for not getting an episode out there in the past month and a half, I guess it is now. I believe in the last episode I mentioned that we would talk about my first experience at Fenway Park, which I still plan to do at the end of this episode. But first, here is the news from the past week in Major League Baseball.
The Hot Corner News.
The Toronto Blue Jays' top prospect, Kyle Drabek's first true stint with the big club, is over after 14 starts. He was sent down to AAA Las Vegas earlier this week. The move comes just days after the Red Sox pounded the Jays 14-2 in a game where Drabek started. Drabek even admitted himself that he did not have a good start in a while. Being called up to take his place was Zach Stewart, the organization's number 8 prospect, according to Baseball America, who came over to the Jays from the Reds in the Scott Rolen deal way back when. In his first Major League start, Stewart pitched beautifully, going 7 innings, giving up 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, and striking out 4. Let's hope for more of the same from the righty. Another guy that made his Major League debut and was drafted in 2009 by the Seattle Mariners was Dustin Ackley. I figured he would be a few more years before making it to the show, but he played well in the minors and got the call for his first Major League action on Friday. In 3 games so far, Ackley has a hit in each game, including 1 home run that came on Saturday evening. Hopefully he can help the Mariners if they hope to be a contender this year, more than, say, Sean Figgins will. After some terribly inconsistent performances from the left-handed Scott Kazmir, it was time for the team to cut ties with the pitcher. Kazmir was acquired by the Angels in 2009 from the Tampa Bay Rays, and at the time, Kazmir was the Rays' ace, and I was shocked that they even traded him. The move did not pan out, however, as this year Kazmir only made 1 start in the majors, giving up 5 runs and 2 walks while hitting 2 batters. Sounds like my pitching performance. They placed Kazmir on the DL, sent him back to extended spring training, and then into the minor leagues, where he was shelled for an ERA over 17, and it was just time for the Angels to cut ties with him. The Angels organization will eat the remainder of his $14.5 million contract. The San Diego Padres will be retiring one of the organization's best, Trevor Hoffman's number 51, in a ceremony on August 21st. Hoffman spent 16 seasons with the Padres before spending the final 2 years of his career with the Milwaukee Brewers. He is the all-time MLB saves leader with 601. Alan Simpson, Tom Henke, and the late George Wood were the 2011 inductees into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. The inductions took place this past weekend in St. Mary's, Ontario. Simpson is the founder of baseball's most coveted magazine, Baseball America, where information about prospects and lots of other baseball news can be found. Henke was a former Toronto Blue Jays pitcher that won the World Series with the Jays in their glory years of 92 and 93, while the late George Wood was a fellow Islander, being born in Pownell, PEI, and a 12-year career in the majors in the late 1800s. Wood led the National League in home runs in 1882. How about going from worst to first? That's what Bill Hall has done this past week with his signing with the San Francisco Giants. Just a short time ago, Hall was released by the brutal Houston Astros, but with the recent injury to Giants second baseman Freddie Sanchez, they needed the experience and skill of Hall. The Giants hope Hall can refine the groove he had last year with the Red Sox, where he hit .247 with 18 home runs. In other Astros news, they have fired former Toronto Blue Jays pitching coach Brad Arnsberg. General Manager Ed Waite cites the firing due to philosophical differences between Arnsberg and the club. Doug Brocale has been hired as an interim for the position. The Orioles will have a new pitching coach entering this week. The now former pitching coach, Mark Connor, resigned due to personal reasons. In his 36-year professional career in baseball, Connor worked with the O's manager Buck Showalter many times in the past. He will be replaced by bullpen coach Rick Adair. That's it for the news. Now time for your injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
This week's injury report is brought to you by Yahoo Sports. Angels right-handed reliever Fernando Rodney has hit the DL with an upper back strain. The Cubs' Kerry Wood landed on the disabled list with a blister on his right index finger. Derek Jeter suffered a right calf strain, which placed him on the DL. Josh Johnson has been moved from the 15-day disabled list to the 60-day disabled list, as the Marlins righty is recovering from right shoulder inflammation. He has just started to throw again, I believe. Justin Morneau, the Canadian, is back on the DL with a strained left wrist. Young righty Tommy Hansen has right shoulder tendonitis, while the Red Sox were hit with a slew of injuries this past week, as shortstop Jeter Lowry, pitcher Clay Buchholz, and outfielder Carl Crawford have all landed on the disabled list. Lowry is suffering from a right shoulder injury, Clay Buchholz has a strained back, and Crawford has a strained left hamstring. That's it for the injury report. Alright, so as I mentioned at the top of the show, I was in Boston, Massachusetts on April 30th for a game between the Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners. What an experience of a lifetime it was. We had terrible seats, I'll be honest. If we had better seats, maybe it would have been a better experience. But we were at the Ferry outfield, only a few rows from the top, right behind the Red Sox dugout, actually. So, not the dugout, the bullpen. Great game, other than the fact that Bobby Jenks blew a lead in the seventh. The Red Sox had a 4-1 lead. Jenks came in, walked a few guys, gave up a few hits. And by that time, the M's took a commanding 5-4 lead. One thing that I did notice, few positives, Mike Cameron had a couple home runs, one to right field, just tucking in behind Pesky's pole, and he also hit one over the Green Monster. And when someone hits a home run at Fenway Park, that park goes wild. I know I did. I know everybody else did. Another great experience was seeing Daniel Bard pitch the ninth. He was just throwing bullets. You don't really realize how fast these guys are throwing until you see it in person. I mean, we weren't very close to the field. From what I could see of Bird, he was just throwing cheese out there. Hitting 94, 96. I believe the highest that he got was 96 on that Friday evening. And also one last thing. You can't miss it if you go to Fenway. Great song. Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. We sang that in the eighth inning, top of the eighth, I believe. And that park just loves that song. I love that song, and it's definitely a classic when you go to Fenway Park. Finally, to wrap up this week, we have some breaking news. The Florida Marlins manager Edwin Rodriguez has resigned. This comes after a terrible month of June, where they've only recorded one win. More to come in Episode 5 of the Hot Corner next week. I thank everyone for tuning into this episode. It was an enjoyable one again for me, and hopefully we can string a few of these together. To close you out this week, I'm going to play you a tune. People around the world are loving this song. It has been played live last night at the MMVAs in Toronto, the Much Music Video Awards, and it was also featured in NHL 11, the video game. It's the Black Keys. Howling for you. Have a great week, everyone. All right.